You are listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm Randall White in for Beth Ruyak on this Friday. A new service is coming to Sacramento. It's designed to provide fully cooked take-home meals for those who can't always afford the food they need, but it's also available for those who can. In fact, that aspect actually helps fund the kitchen. Rabbi David Azen is the founder and CEO of Fresher Sacramento and joins us now with more details. And welcome to Insight, Rabbi.
Thanks, Randall. Nice to be here.
Happy Hanukkah. We're in the middle of it, right?
Happy Hanukkah to you, too, and everybody else out there.
Help us understand how Fresher Sacramento works. It's a very unique program. I've discussed a lot of different programs along this line, and I've never heard anything like this.
So apparently we have the first in the country authorization to accept EBT or food stamps for ready-made meals that can be distributed out in the community. So we make it more convenient to get delicious, nutritious, and affordable, healthy, prepared meals. As you said, for those who don't have the time, skills, or resources to do that on a regular basis. And this whole thing started with the idea that if youth were actually selling fresh produce, they'd be more likely to eat it. Right. And then almost 13 years later, I started to realize that we needed to be able to jumpstart healthy eating in an easier way. And so the real headline here is that after 3 years, we're now reopening the kitchen at the pool at the Pinnell Center in Meadowview, which is actually a terrific neighborhood.
South Sacramento.
South Sacramento, District 8. Larry Carr, the council member, has been terrific, and all of his staff. And I want to make sure to note that it actually has the second or third lowest crime rate of the 8 districts in the city. The city has invested $215 million into the neighborhood, including helping us to restore the kitchen. And so the Pinnell Center, the pool, it's a fabulous location. And we're really excited because it'll be the first time that we have a kitchen to really develop a community kitchen, a community-owned and operated a way to feed the neighborhood.
How did you locate that resource?
You know, I can't remember who introduced me to it. I was casting about for kitchens that might be underutilized or resources that we could use. And I wish I could remember who pointed it out. But it was exactly December 3 years ago that I started on this quest with the council member to get this thing up and running again.
Go ahead.
No, and so the contractor's in there. We'll have the keys, and in January we'll have access to this beautiful, awesome resource.
Oh, so the timeline, January.
Yes.
That's soon.
It's very soon.
So we always talk about and are very proud of the fact that Sacramento is the farm-to-fork capital, right?
Absolutely.
These meals that will be produced will incorporate that?
Yes, absolutely. We have been I've been connecting with all sorts of folks, from Michael Harris with Black Farmers to Soilborne Farm, anybody and everybody that we can actually source from. And we also work with Yisrael Urban Farm. And so we're hoping that the whole movement of urban ag, and then actually now that home cooks can actually produce meals, right, to really integrate everybody into a kind of a singular system. One of the things that we really think we can now look at is a community meal plan. So you go to college, you buy into a meal plan, you're set. Why couldn't a community do the same thing for itself, right? So it's a long road to hoe, but we think that there's a possibility that once folks in the community understand that we can aggregate our spending, and with us, because we're a nonprofit food cooperative, we can actually take that the food stamp or EBT money ahead of time, put it together, and then actually help people plan through the month. Because one of the things that really, as unfortunately happens in too many households, is running out of food mid-month, food banks there. But if somebody doesn't have the resources, again, to cook that food, then they're really stuck for good nutrition. And then they're heading off into all sorts of other directions that are causing the obesity and the hypertension, the diabetes, all that kind of thing.
And farmers markets throughout the area have been taking EBT or CalFresh a while now. Not everybody knows how to prepare those foods. You know, some of the stuff can be just strange or daunting, even with a YouTube search. So in this case, the food will be fully prepared.
It's ready to be heated in microwavable containers.
Is it refrigerated or frozen?
We have to refrigerate it. The rules are that we can't serve hot meals except for disabled, homeless, and elderly. So we make the meals almost to the point of readiness, and then cool them down, package them, and distribute them. And we are looking forward to being able to host events, barbecues, and other things at the kitchen, but also to find folks who, where they work, live, or play, might be able to have 20 or 25 orders at a time that we would then be able to drop off, right? So that's kind of the minimum amount that makes it worthwhile for us to bring it out there. And the most important thing that that I think we're looking at doing is to make sure that every pregnant nursing mother in the city and the county have the nutrition that they really need. We're doing a small pilot now with the Urban League and Black Child Legacy. We've got a number of moms who are having to drive to pick up their food where we're now distributing. We hope that we can find a way to distribute to their homes, especially as pregnancy increases and then the exhaustion of nursing. We want to make sure that we get these meals to them and make it affordable so that their babies have the best start in life.
How are you cultivating the recipes?
We've got over 50 recipes. We've had an executive chef who moved to the Bay Area, develop a whole bunch of things. Vince Jones has been working with us. He's a terrific chef. Maria Zeffo is now also developing recipes. But what I'm really interested in is actually having the youth come in. Food Literacy Center, you know, Alchemist, everybody, a lot of folks are doing a lot of different things with young people to get them engaged in cooking. I think the most important thing is to have them help develop recipes that they then go home and say, hey, we can have these on a regular basis.
So it can be used as a training facility as well.
Exactly. We definitely want to do job training and all sorts of other opportunities for training.
And so I'm very interested right now in the way that these meals are paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to the EBT,
yes,
the people who can afford a meal but want to swing by and just pick up something because it's easier.
Exactly. These are terrific meals. You know, these are not poor people's meals. These are perfectly great meals. And the dignity of
everybody.
And you
used air quotes when you said poor people's. I just want people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A lot of people get confused that because we have this special EBT mission, that these meals are terrifically great. We've got chili, we've got lasagna, we've got, you know, there's one that I can't eat, pork tenderloin with asparagus and mashed sweet potatoes. It's just out of this world. I mean, all the meals are really, really well made, locally made, fresh, never frozen. And so folks, again, who could pay, let's say, $25 for four meals in a month, then help us for $15 sell the same meals to folks who are in severe, you know, limited income situations.
And culturally sensitive as well?
Culturally sensitive as well, absolutely.
All right. Well, we are speaking with Rabbi Azen, David Azen. He's the founder and CEO of Fresher Sacramento. It'll kick off in January, we learned, here today.
And soft launch in February, and then in March, it'll be my Fresher Bar Mitzvah. It'll be 13 years that I've been on this path, March 9th. So,
I'm going to have to swing by and check that out. It just sounds so innovative. Any other cities looking at doing this?
So I just presented in Boston, actually, at the Inner City Capital Connections conference, and there's a lot of interest for this model around the country now. So we're definitely looking for donors and sponsors who want to get behind this and help us get this kitchen open in the best possible manner.
Rabbi Azen, thank you so much for being on Insight this morning. More information, as always, can be found at capradio.org/insight. And you are listening to Insight on this Friday here on Cap Radio.